When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of this disorder, or from these traits, toxic traits, whatever, you know what I mean, the survivors and thrivers. Today's episode is going to be about the new supply as a Hoover. Whoa, Lee, what are you talking about? Nope. The new supply is not a Hoover. What are you, Lee? You're not making any sense. Bear with me here, y'all. Bear with me here. Think about how it's going. Let me preface this by saying it's going to sound like super scheming, super insidious, super, you know what I mean? It's going to be a different vibe to this video. So the narcissistic person, if they leave you for somebody else, if they're discarded, or you leave, if you break up with them and they find somebody else really quickly, they move on really quickly and they're doing good with that person really quickly, if they seem happy really quickly with the new person, okay, of course, it's the love bombing phase for the new person. It's the idealization phase for the new person. But that gets you thinking. As a narcissist, move on to a new supply and I'm giving them everything that you've been asking for, I'm love bombing the steam off this person. The cheeks are being clapped. The steam is coming off the cheeks. They've been clapped so much that there's steam coming off the cheeks. You know what I mean? It's like the cheeks have condensation on them. They've been clapped so much. You know what I mean? There's steam, like hot to the touch. I'm silly. But seriously, you see me doing all this stuff, I look like a changed person, don't I? I seem like a changed person because I'm changing. Did I get better for the new supply? So guess what this puts into your head, right? You watch. I know you're watching me because typically, especially if we share kids, I know you're watching me. I know we have mutual friends that are telling me how happy I am. You're watching my social media. You're watching all this stuff. You know I'm treating the new person better. And that puts it into your head that I might have changed. That I might be, you know, I might have changed. I might be different now. I might actually be the person who you fell in love with originally. So guess what that puts into your head? You might want me back because I treated the new supply good. That could happen to y'all. You see them treating, that's why I tell people to turn off the narcissist TV, because you see them treating the new person, the new supply very well. And it makes you think that you see them treat the new supply very well. And it makes you think that they've gotten better. It makes you think that this person has changed. And now guess what? You still love them. You still care about them because y'all just broke up. This new relationship is still fresh. You see them being better. So you might want them back. It makes sense. Doesn't that make sense with that right there, y'all? Does that right there not make sense? Yeah, it does. It makes sense because that's how it happens sometimes. You get to the point where they are treating the new supply so good that you want them back. And guess what happened? You reverse Hoover yourself a lot of times. Or you take their bait. They tell you that things look good on the outside, but they're not good on the inside. I miss you. Rabble, rabble, rabble. And then guess what? Not only are they clapping the new supply cheeks or getting their cheeks clapped or whatever, they're messing with you now. Now they got you too. Now they got both of y'all. So now, see, the new supply could be used as a Hoover to suck you back in. I could not even want this new person, but I know you're watching. You want to see that I change? You want me to change so bad? So I'm changing, quote unquote, for the new person. So you can watch this. You watching it now. You watching me cheat. You're watching me treat the new person better. So now you want me back. It happens all the time. Don't let that go. I know people are just like, that will never happen. It happens all the time, y'all. I've talked to so many people. Since I've been on this journey since May of 2020, I've literally talked to thousands of, this is not an exaggeration, to thousands of people. And some of them, this story, it happens all the time. Like, I tell you, like, you know that they can be trying to Hoover you back in by treating this new person good, right? What do you mean, Lee? They could absolutely be using this new person as a pawn to get you back in their life. Because this is how it happens. Sometimes you'll take them back. They'll discard the new supply and be right back in your good graces. Y'all be back living together, back clapping cheeks, back doing all this other stuff. And guess what? They haven't changed at all, because sooner or later, the mask comes back off and they become who they were originally. They give you who they were originally. They turn back into who they were originally. It happens literally. It happens all the time. I promise you, this is not me making this up. This happens all the time. It just does. Like I said, when you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, you have to understand that this is kind of the way of the world with that. They can use that new person. My behaviors towards the new person could entice you to take me back. I'm smiling in your face at the kid when we're exchanging the kids at the meetups and stuff like that. I'm doing better. I'm being more respectful to you. But I got a plan. My plan is to get you back. I have a sinister, slow look. Time is irrelevant. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to get you back. I want you back. The narcissistic person, typically, they like having backup supplies. They like having a fail safe just in case this new relationship doesn't work. They like to have a backup plan. So you want to be the backup plan to somebody else? You know what I mean? The new supply could absolutely be used to suck you back into a relationship dynamic with that narcissistic person. It absolutely can. I know people just like, Lee, that never. I'm just telling y'all. I know this from experience. Have you done this before, Lee? Have I done this before? So first of all, I've been with my wife for almost 11 years this year. So before that, did I do some stuff like that? Yeah. I've actually done that very similar to this stuff before. Let me keep it hot with you. I have. I told y'all this story about me dating the narcissistic woman, me dating the woman who worked with me, who ended up being a narcissist. I was using her to get my son's mom back. I was treating her good, and we all worked together. I was treating her good to get my son's mom back. I would go tell my son's mom, just like, yeah, I'm just like, you know, it looks good from the outside looking in, but I just miss you. I miss the whole family dynamic we used to have. I miss all of that. You know what I mean? I miss all of that. And now if I tell you I miss all of that, guess what happens? You get ensnared into it, and you want me back. And I've done it before. I've seen this. I've had this experience before, y'all. This is not something I'm making up off the top of my head. I just thought about this story. I was like, let me put this in a video. I thought about doing this, y'all. I have moments of where I'm just sitting there thinking about stuff that I've done and stuff that that could be happening in real life to somebody else. So if the narcissistic person has moved on, regardless of whoever broke up with who, it is irrelevant. But if they've moved on to someone else and you are watching them treat the new person better, that can make you want them back. Does it not make sense to you? The person you were in love with or loved for X amount of time, could be 5 years, could be 5 months, could be 10 years. That person is treating somebody else spectacular right now. Your feelings as a normal, as a non-narcissistic person, they don't just go away overnight. So you want them back. It happens. It's understandable. It happens, y'all. This is not me chastising. This is me trying to bring awareness. It does happen to people all the time. But Lee, how do I prevent it from happening? Turn off the narcissist TV. Be done with them. Don't worry about how they treated the new person. They're not worry about how they treated you. Why y'all break up? Worry about that type of stuff right there. Y'all focus on the treatment of the new person, the behaviors that they're exhibiting with the new person. Worry about how the behaviors they exhibited while they were with you in an actual relationship dynamic, y'all. Seriously, worry about that type of stuff right there, as opposed to worrying about what else they have going on. Worry about how it looks from the outside looking in, because from the outside looking in, y'all, most time it's going to look good. Keep it hot. Be real. Most times on the outside looking in, it's going to look good. It's going to look like it's going good. So that might make you jealous. You might get jealous. You might become envious of the new person, the new relationship partner. And you might actually want them back. It's understandable. But like, how do I know if they really change for the new person? You don't. Y'all, if they treated you horribly and you think they're a narcissist, you watching this video, they don't. You know what I mean? They don't. Are they in psychotherapy for the rest of their life? Are they working on themselves? Do they have a therapy session tomorrow? You know what I mean? Do they? I should ask yourself this question. You know what I mean? Be safe, take care of you. I'm just telling y'all, if you're done, be done. Don't worry about how they treated the next person. Don't look at it. I'm just telling you, turn off the narcissist TV. Did they change for the new person? If they did, I want them back. Why can't I have them back? So I built this person. This is what I hear all the time. I built this person up so they can be 100% for the new person. Yes, you might have helped build this person up, but that doesn't mean they're going to be better for the next person. And that right there is another life lesson I need to do a whole video on right there. Stop taking broken people and trying to fix them. Stop. I see too many of these stories where when I first met them, they didn't have a car. They were living with their mom. They didn't have a job. They were homeless. Robber, robber, robber. I'm like, what? And that turned you on? That made you lick your lips and just like, you're perfect. That was, y'all, that's a whole nother video. I'm going to get on y'all asses for that one. I'm going to get on you for that one. But y'all, I'm going to cut this thing short. I have a one-on-one here in 3.5 minutes. Before I hop off of here, though, Austin, Texas, October 15th, 2022. We're doing a live in-person meetup, meet and greet, workshop, whatever. Sign up for the workshop, y'all. The meet and greet part of it is at 150 plus people. The actual workshop Q&A part of it is only at like 12, 13 people. There's a capacity for that to be a little bit bigger, y'all. So sign up for the Q&A. The workshop, the meet and greet is cool, but sign up for the Q&A part of it. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, like Toronto, Canada, November 19th, y'all. Toronto, Canada, November 19th. And support the merch shop, y'all, if y'all haven't already. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace.